proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue the previous session studying Isaiah chapter 52 by noting that the text of that chapter proceeded to paint a dark picture about the appearance of God's servant. Quote, "As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." Unquote. Should a Bible student take these words literally, as though they depicted some physical desecration of God's servant? The Hebrew word translated as astonied, shamam, could indicate the ability of adversity to render someone mute or unspeaking. The writer of Psalm 143 used shamam in that way when he stated that, quote, "My heart within me is desolate," unquote. That is to say, external persecution had made him distraught. The downfall of the nation of Israel did not make other nations distraught. Indeed, that event produced glee amongst Israel's enemies. The Edomites, for example, rejoiced over the destruction of the Jewish nation, a circumstance pointed out by the prophet Obadiah. In Isaiah 52, that prophet went on to employ vivid language about the appearance of God's servant. He wrote, quote, "His visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men," unquote. Mishchat, the Hebrew noun that meant marred, denoted actual mutilation of an object or a living being. Leviticus chapter 22 applied the term to physical imperfections in the required Jewish sacrificial offerings. Such phraseology by Isaiah suggested that he was applying his words to an individual entity being marred, rather than a group of people. As a group, the Jewish nation has suffered greatly. God explicitly warned them in Deuteronomy chapter 28 about the evil results which would ensue if they ceased to follow God. The history contained in the Old Testament showed how these dire consequences came to pass. In the book of Lamentations, for instance, Jeremiah described how the Babylonian armies entering into Jerusalem brought famine and desolation to the Jewish people in their wake. Turning our attention back to God's servant in Isaiah 52, what could have caused this individual to become so disfigured? In the 50th chapter of Isaiah, we have a speaker who said that, quote, "I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair," unquote. Such defilement could have resulted from physical torment at the hands of adversaries. As a nation, the Jews did not undergo these tortures, though individual Jews did suffer for their Jewish beliefs. By contrast, Jesus Christ himself experienced such abuse during the last hours of his earthly life. According to Matthew chapter 27, the Lord's Jewish enemies repeatedly, quote, "spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands," unquote. Later on, the Roman governor Pontius Pilate had the Savior scourged before sentencing him to die by crucifixion, one of the most grievous ways of suffering death that the human race has ever invented. Through his sufferings, including those inflicted upon him before he went to the cross, through his sufferings, the Savior fulfilled that portion of Isaiah's prophecy in Isaiah 52 about God's servant suffering physical desecration. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.